Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in this lesson, we're introducing a new tense. This new tense is called the imperfect, and it's another of the tenses that's used to talk about the past. Sometimes it's a little tricky to begin with to know whether to use the imperfect or the preterite, the one that you already learned. But with this lesson, we'll explain all the situations where you would use one versus the other, and hopefully everything will become clear. I hope you enjoy the lesson.
So tonight we're going to be looking at a new tense, a tense that's used in the past for a particular reason. This tense is called the imperfect tense, and in a sense it's quite a funny name for a verbal tense, the imperfect. There's nothing really imperfect about it, although you could say that something is imperfect if it's not yet finished, or if it wasn't yet finished at the time of speaking. It's probably getting a little bit complicated already, but don't worry, there are some really simple rules to remember when you use the imperfect tense. First of all, let's think of some situations in English. Let's think of the situation that I was still writing the script for tonight's lesson when Cara arrived. Now, Cara arrived, we know which tense that would be. It would be the
Preterite.
Yeah, it's the preterite, because Cara arrived, it's a completed action, it's something that happened once Cara arrived. Now, whenever I teach this tense to classes, I always use a kind of strange word, a word that I've made up myself. Cara arrived. Thtum. That is a narrative part of this story. Cara arrived. Thtum. Okay, and if you wanted to spell that, it would be T-H-T-O-O-M, okay? So that's your thtum, it's your Cara arrived narrative, what happened in the story. But when did Cara arrive? Cara arrived while I was preparing the script. So I was writing the script. That's not a thtum, that's an ongoing thing, okay? So I was writing the script when thtum, Cara arrived. So Cara arrived is really clear, it's the preterite tense. But I was writing, dum-de-dum-de-dum, when Cara arrived. Thtum. So I was writing is the imperfect. Okay? I was doing something, the imperfect. So if you think of thtum for your Cara arrived, that's the narrative part. And the imperfect is the dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. I was writing the script when thtum, Cara arrived. So we've got dum-de-dum-de-dums and thtums. The dum-de-dum-de-dums are
the imperfect.
And the thtum is
the preterite.
Okay, let's think of another example. The boys were playing football when a dog ran onto the pitch. So, which one's your dum-de-dum-de-dum there?
The boys were playing football.
And the dog ran onto the pitch?
Thtum.
Thtum, exactly. So, the boys were playing football. That's your imperfect, because it's dum-de-dum-de-dum. And the dog ran onto the pitch. the preterite, because it's your stum, the dog ran onto the pitch. Okay. Now, to confuse you further here, the dog was running onto the pitch when it tripped and fell over. So the dog was running onto the pitch.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum.
When it tripped and fell over.
Stum.
Yeah, exactly. The dog was running onto the pitch, an imperfect tense, and it fell over a preterite. So one of your key concepts when you're talking about the imperfect tense, your dum-de-dum-de-dum, is was doing or were doing something. So these are key words, if you like. Was doing, were doing. Was playing, he was playing, they were singing, I was writing, and so on. This was or were doing something is how we would deal with the imperfect in English. It's one of the situations where we would deal with the imperfect in English. Now, let's think of another situation. If you want to say, again, talking in the past, when I was young, I used to go to a theatre class on a Saturday morning. Okay? When I was young, I used to go to a theatre class on a Saturday morning. Is that a stum? Is that an event that happened once?
No.
It's something that I used to do every Saturday, yeah?
Yep.
So, in a sense, it's definitely not a stum. Could you describe that as a dum-de-dum-de-dum?
Yeah, because every second week would be a dum and every other week would be a day. So you've got dum-de-dum-de-dum.
Okay, Cara, yeah, whatever. Basically, your keywords here are used to. Okay, so I used to do something, he used to do something, she used to do something, or she used to sing, she used to go, or whatever. That is another situation where you use the imperfect tense. So, I used to go to a theatre class every Saturday morning. Imperfect. So let's think about the imperfect a little more. We've already had the situation where it's was doing or were doing something, your first set of keywords. We've now looked at the used to do something, and that's another keyword. Now, a third situation, this one's a little more complex because it's perhaps slightly confusing. I'm almost hesitant to introduce this, but I'm sure that our listeners are very intelligent people. I'm sure you'll all cope with this, no bother at all. Think of this one as the sort of looking back to the happy times in the past when I lived in Salamanca in Spain. In the evenings, I would wander into the town. I would sit myself down in the Plaza Mayor. I would have a coffee or a beer or something in the Plaza Mayor. And I would sit and watch the people going past. And then I would meet up with some friends. We're using a would here. This is would. I would do something. But it's not the I would do something if I had the money. That's a different type of would. This is this would in the past, thinking back to times in the past. I would do this and I would do that and so on. So that's another situation. It's very like the used to, but it's used with the imperfect in the past. Okay?
Okay, so we've got was and where. We've got we used to do something and the would in the past.
That's it. Your was and were doing something. It's quite important to get the doing something in because was and were on their own can be slightly different, but we'll not go there just now. So the was and were doing something, they used to do something and would do something thinking about the happy times in the past, or indeed sad times in the past, but anyway. So those are three situations where you would use the imperfect tense. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Cool. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. I'm going to put you to the test now, Cara, to see if you've understood this. I'm going to give you some situations in English, and I want you to tell me what the tense would be. In some cases, the sentence will include two verbs, okay? So here goes the first one. This morning, I did my homework.
You did your homework once, so that would be a preterite.
Muy bien. Okay, number two. This morning, when I was eating my breakfast, I remembered I had to do my homework.
When you were eating your breakfast, that would be the imperfect, but then you realised being the preterite.
Good stuff. What about when I was young, I broke my leg?
When I was young would be the imperfect, and then I broke my leg would be the perfect.
Good stuff, yeah. We'll come back to when I was young a bit later on, but I broke my leg is definitely the preterite. You were right with was being the imperfect, but we'll come back to that because it's one of those other situations that we've not quite covered yet. So let's try another one. When I lived in London, I would go to the theatre every month.
You lived in London for a long time, so that would be the imperfect. And you used to go to the theatre often, so that would be the imperfect too.
Good stuff. And one last one. I discovered Coffee Break Spanish a year ago, and I am learning lots.
Okay, you discovered it once, so that would be a stum. So it's a preterite.
Yep.
And you are learning. Would that be the present?
Yeah, that's the present. Well done. Yeah, you picked up that little one I threw in there to just test if you were listening. Yeah, the preterite and the present tense there. Muy bien. Now, I think I'm right in saying, Cara, that you fully understand now when you use the imperfect and the preterite, certainly in the situations we've covered so far. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, I think so.
Hopefully our listeners do too. But what we've not done yet is actually talk about how you form the imperfect tense. It's actually extremely easy. And the best bit about this is that there are very, very few verbs that are irregular in any way in the imperfect.
Yay!
So, let's look at AR verbs in the imperfect. Let's take cantar, to sing. So, if we're talking about I was singing, I used to sing, I would sing karaoke every night in Spain or whatever, it's the imperfect tense of cantar. Now, singing, it's quite a good one to start with because the ending is ABBA.
Like the music group.
Absolutely. ABBA. I like this one. ABBA.
ABBA.
So you take off the ending of the infinitive, you take off the AR and add ABBA.
ABBA.
So cantar becomes cantaba.
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 And cantaba means I was singing, I used to sing, I would sing in the past and so on. So cantaba.
Cantaba.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Cantaba.
Cantaba.
You now see where the dum-de-dum's coming. Okay, cantaba. You used to sing would be cantabas.
Cantabas.
So you've got the S ending that you're very familiar with for the tu form. So yo cantaba.
Cantaba.
Tú cantabas.
Cantabas.
And then él or ella, he, she or it, or indeed usted, cantaba.
Cantaba. Again?
Yeah, cantaba, same as the yo form, same as the I form. Cantaba, cantabas, cantaba.
Cantaba, cantabas, cantaba.
Okay. Do you have any ideas as to what the we form could possibly be?
Cantabamos?
Almost perfect. You've got the letters right. It's just the stress that you've got wrong. Cantábamos.
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 So if cantábamos means we were singing, how would you say you all in the Spanish informal plural form were singing?
Cantabais.
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 So cantábamos, cantabais.
Cantábamos, cantabais.
And then the they form is cantaban.
Cantaban.
Again, you've got these similar endings, similar patterns in this tense as well. So cantaba, cantabas, cantaba. Cantábamos, cantabais, cantaban.
Cantaba, cantabas, cantaba. Cantábamos, cantabais, cantaban.
Perfecto. Cantaba, cantabas, cantaba. Cantábamos, cantabais, cantaban. Let's take another verb and we'll go with bailar this time. Another thing that should make you think of ABBA and Dancing Queen and all that kind of stuff. So, bailaba.
Bailaba.
Bailabas.
Bailabas.
Bailaba.
Bailaba.
Bailábamos.
Bailábamos.
Bailabais.
Bailabais.
Bailaban.
Bailaban.
So how do you say we were dancing?
Bailábamos.
How do you say he was singing?
Cantaba.
How would you say I used to dance?
Bailaba.
Okay, and what about they used to speak?
Hablaban.
Muy bien. Okay, we've tricked you out there with hablar, to speak, another AR verb. So that would be, of course, hablaba, hablabas, hablaba, hablábamos, hablabais, hablaban.
Hablaba, hablabas, hablaba, hablábamos, hablabais, hablaban.
So the imperfect endings of AR verbs, ava, avas, ava, avamos, avais, avan. And you now also know when to use the imperfect, at least some of the situations in which you use the imperfect. Cara, can you remind us what they are?
When you use was or were doing something, when you used to do something, or when you would do something in the past.
And these are all the dum-de-dum-de-dums, and sometimes dum-de-dum-de-dums are interrupted by...
thtums.
And the thtums would be...
the preterite tense.
Absolutely. I think we'll leave it there. There are other situations where you would use the imperfect, but we'll do them next time when we're also learning the regular endings of ER and IR verbs in the imperfect. And there's some good news there too. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.